I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale of Maurice Owen. Rob, since we last spoke, the council elections have been completed. We have a new majority in situ. We have a Labour controlled council, which is the first time for, I think, 20 years or best part of 20 years. What do you think will be the impact of that?
I guess at the moment it's waiting to see what's going to happen, because I think it's, you know, they've probably been very busy internally getting themselves sorted out, ready to sort of set out how they're going to, what Swindon is going to look like going forwards from that point of view. And I think what's going to be interesting is actually how much difference they can make. I think they can set the ethos differently. And they can say, we want to do this and that and present stuff differently. But fundamentally, so much of the funding comes from council tax and central government. You have to question whether there's some of the issues that we've got actually, can they do anything different to the previous administration? I guess the other thing that's going to be interesting to watch is when we start to see what they're doing and how they're talking about the town and what sort of agenda they're setting for us under that, is then the impact potentially on our local MPs. Because whilst people will vote at a general election based upon the national picture, when you've got such a dramatic change that we had in May with regards to the local council, it's inevitable that could impact on some of the floating voters that will determine what it looks like for the next general election. So early days, yeah.
Yeah. And it is, I think there is a lack of understanding at times as to what is central governmentally controlled and what is controlled locally. And of course, the country is different in respect of where there's influential or mayors with influence, like there is in Manchester, for example. Bristol had one, didn't they? They've unraveled that. So, I think we are potentially looking at interesting times. Like anything, change can be positive. So after a long period of time, I think, you know, from the history says, doesn't it, that with the national governments, when they've been in power a long, long while, the government gets tired, they run through their stock of ministers and end up perhaps with, because of fallouts and political differences, they probably end up with slightly less talented people than they started off with. And so therefore, you know, some kind of change. We certainly see in countries where they claim to be democratic, but clearly aren't, where people are in power for a long, long while, discontent comes in. And 20 years is probably quite a long period of time, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, it comes down to people want to change. Almost it's just we don't care. We just want to change. I think what's going to be interesting after the next general election is I've always had a line of logic, which may be right or may be wrong, but you're probably better off with your local council being the same color as the government.
Right.
Because I think then if they are, the local council in theory probably have a bit more cooperation if they're needing to go to local government for any support, etc. And I think, you know, as a council, we've changed colour. If the general election happens and the government changes colour, that may be to Swindon's advantage that we've already made that transition.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I could see that. So rather than inertia and things being debated and competition comes in, there's a sense of getting things done, which is really what we want to happen, isn't it? Even if we're slightly against the colour of the leading party, policies are not that dramatically different nowadays, are there? There's a lot of centrist policies, a lot of, I think, what most people would probably call common sense policies. And so, it's probably I can see your point. It's a very well made point. Good. Well, let's see how that plays out over the next 3 or 4 years, Rob.
I think it's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Thanks for your time.
Thanks.